Today, Barack Obama won the support of two more superdelegates, Dave Friedenthal, the governor of Wyoming, and former U.S. Senator John Melcher of Montana. That brings the total delegate count to 1,635 for Obama, 1,500 for Hillary Clinton. Clinton still has a lead among superdelegates, but it's been narrowing. As NPR's Mara Liasson reports, the candidates are making different pitches to win the superdelegate's support.
There are polls and surveys to measure almost everything, but not the anxiety level of Democratic leaders who fear that every day their bitter primary battle goes on, their eventual nominee will be weaker in a general election that should be theirs to lose. But, says Superdelegate Debbie Kosakowski of Massachusetts, she needs the race to go on longer to help her make up her mind.
We have a tough, pragmatic fighter on the one side. We have an inspirational, dedicated leader on the other. And who's to say which one is the best candidate in November? For somebody like me, it has to be the preponderance of the evidence of who has the best opportunity to win in November. And that evidence has yet to be completed.
There are 10 remaining primaries, and shortly after the last ones, on June 3rd, the remaining superdelegates are expected to make up their minds so that the race doesn't go on to the convention in August. Until then, the supers are listening to the arguments of both campaigns. Obama's argument is simple. He's won more delegates, more states, and more popular votes. And, says David McDonald, an uncommitted superdelegate from Washington State, Obama also says this.
He scrambles the electoral map in a different way because of what's going on in the states that are becoming important to the Democratic Party for the first time in, say, 30 or 40 years. The increased interest in those states, the likelihood that that will propel candidates down the ticket into being in competitive races.
Clinton argues that the big swing states she's won, like Florida and Ohio, have historically been more important to Democrats in general elections, and that her voters, working-class whites and Hispanics, are less likely to vote for Obama in November. As long as she's trailing Obama in pledged delegates and the popular vote, it's a hard argument to make. But Bill Galston, a former Clinton White House aide, says it will become easier if she can do really well in the remaining contests.
Consider the following scenario. If she wins by double digits in Pennsylvania, she will narrow the gap in pledged delegates to the point where I think at the end of the process, a lot of people are going to say, out of 3,200 and some odd pledged delegates, there's a gap of 50. This is the moral equivalent of a tie.
But after this long and increasingly bitter primary fight, there are other considerations, says Donna Brazil, a Democratic strategist and uncommitted superdelegate.
I think superdelegates would like to make sure at the end of the day that we are not only electing the best president, but we're also working to unify the party at the very competitive primary race.
But what if it's hard to unify the party and pick the best candidate at the same time? There are superdelegates who think Clinton is a tougher, stronger candidate for the general election. But if she doesn't sweep the remaining primaries, they worry that giving her the nomination could alienate the future of the party, all those young voters Obama's brought in, not to mention African Americans, the most reliable voters the Democrats have. It's an excruciating decision for many of them. But the dirty little secret, says Brazil, is that plenty of the, quote, uncommitted superdelegates have actually made up their minds.
I have a sneaking suspicion that we know exactly which one we're for, although we've decided to remain neutral as a matter of duty to the party to keep the party together. There will not be a sign from heaven. There will have to be a sign based on our own conscience in terms of which candidate we want to send out there this fall.
Those superdelegates may know which way they will go, but the rest of us will have to wait till the end of June to find out how this extraordinary primary battle will end. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.